sing with me, oh. Na 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 na.
It's Joe Thomas on your radio. More and more, 8:51. That's your time. It's time for the gents to come together.
Huddle up. Huddle up.
And let's talk, gents.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
I really appreciate that, actually.
Nah.
Well, every Wednesday around this time, we bring in the gentleman who helps us lead the conversations, the uncomfortable conversations, uncomfortable realities, mental health activist for men, and co-founder of Mindful Matters, Abri Kavi, a.k.a. K Goodness, on your radio, Mr. Empathy King. Let's hear what's on the plate today.
Good morning, Shaquan and Nanny Skay. Good morning.
What's happening? What's
Fresh
happening?
Family. Good morning, specifically the Fresh Breakfast family. It is Wednesday, and you know when it's Wednesday, the men, we the gents, huddle up together for my gents and just get together and talk about us for a change. But yeah, I think as NSK always says, K Goodness is on your radio.
That's right.
I want to talk to you about something we discussed briefly yesterday with NSK and Shaquan here on the show. And, you know, is our value as men only connected or only link to what we can provide financially? Unpopular opinion, we said. And you know, it's been percolating on my mind ever since. And I even went and had the discussion with a few friends at the gym this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to just pick their brains on where we stand. And one of the things that I want to remind you of this morning, gents, is that your financial worth is not your true worth. You are not what you make in finances. And I think I'm going to also speak to women this morning in that let us stop valuing men based on what they can bring to the table financially. One of my friends in the gym this morning said, what if my vision is greater than what I have right now? My vision for tomorrow is greater than what I have right now. Financially, I can be down the drain tomorrow and there'll be nothing left financially, you know. But I would advise we focus on our character. You know, somebody that's kind will always be kind. Somebody that's bold and courageous will always be bold and courageous, regardless of their financial status, you know. So, gents, my shout out to you today, or my message to you today, is that you are not your money. Your worth doesn't lie in your money. You are a human being that has a vision, that has love to give, that has protection and security to give. You are passionate. You are, you know, you are more than just material. We are not what we put forward. There's a character to that. And I wish and I pray that women will start to get to know character, because when everything else is said and done and just character, just our character remains. So this morning, guys, let us really start looking at men as being more than just a provider financially. So there's so much more that we can provide biblically. Also, I said yesterday, biblically, provision was never about food or material or finances. Provision was about security, safety, providing emotionally. It was about you know, providing a certain level of comfort, infrastructure. That was what provision was about. So let us, in sense, go with that and remind our men that even when they're not financially able, there's so much more to them, you know. Treat our men for who they are in character rather than for what they can bring to the table. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
My man. My man. You know, funny enough, not so long ago, we did ask, we did it in a bit of a, you know, with a humor factor.
Mm-hmm.
We asked most, let's say he's got all the money in the world.
Yeah.
Right?
But
but his flaw is he's disrespectful, or he treats people badly.
Oh, yes,
or,
yes.
I don't exactly remember how we phrased it, but it was something of that nature. Right, like yes, he's got all the money, you know, but he's rude.
It's just ill mannered.
Or treats the lowest. I'm saying loaner, just in terms of now financially, because you know that's where we are most now pegged as a society. The lowest earners treats them like trash. You know, like maybe the guy who sweeps the floor, or The Aramega auntie who's busy sweeping who's busy mopping the floor, and he just comes and walks over it. You know, I don't understand people who do that, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
But anyways, I remember quite refreshingly that there's quite a number of women that did say, "Look, listen, character is important." So I think maybe slowly but surely we are winning. Slowly but surely,
yeah.
But I guess it's still a long way to go, isn't it?
Still a long way to go. But I think, like, for me, man, character is, it's definitely everything. Because how you're treating that person, when we fall out, the chances of you treating me that very same way is very high.
Hmm. And no amount of money is going to...
be able to make up for that, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, okay, goodness. Empathy King, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you, my good sir. I know he's counting down to a big event at end of August, Kadis, but he'll give us more
details probably next week.
Next week. All right. Yeah. Let's leave it at that. We've got still so much more coming your way. The Chicken Boys, by the way, is going to be in the building in the after 9 a.m. Stick around.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.
In the cyber world.